news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House Republican Conference Wednesday morning started the day by voting to remove Liz Cheney from her number three position in GOP leadership. Typical of this group, they did it by voice vote, thus not putting anyone on the record and giving no indication about any measure of support for the now former chair of the conference. Speaking immediately after the vote, Cheney said,
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
Liz Cheney gave a defiant speech from the House floor Tuesday night.
Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar. I will not participate in that. I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy. We must speak the truth. Our election was not stolen, and America has not failed.
Meanwhile, critically important hearings are also happening on Wednesday. At the House Oversight and Reform Committee, former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller is among the witnesses at a hearing titled The Capitol Insurrection, Unexplained Delays and Unanswered Questions. Also happening Wednesday morning in the Senate Appropriations Committee, a hearing on domestic violent extremism. Attorney General Merrick Garland is among the scheduled witnesses. The Senate Rules Committee met on Tuesday to mark up the For the People Act, a package of voting rights reforms considered to be the Democrats' top legislative priority. Although the committee deadlocked in a 9-9 vote, Senate rules in the 50-50 split chamber permit the bill to advance. Democrats are hoping to move it forward as a way to mitigate Republican state-level efforts to restrict voting access, like in Arizona, where Governor Doug Ducey on Tuesday signed into law a controversial bill that allowed him to purge tens of thousands of voters from the state's early mail-in voting list, something he did ceremoniously on camera. Lovely. The family of Andrew Brown Jr. finally got to see 20 minutes of police video on Tuesday that show him being shot and killed by deputies outside his North Carolina home. Before this, the family was only allowed to view 20 seconds of footage. The death of Brown, a 42-year-old black man, sparked days of protests calling for body and dash cam video to be released to the public. That requires a judge's approval. A judge 2 weeks ago declined to release the video, but ruled that the family had a right to see it. The family now saying what they saw is a direct contradiction to what authorities claimed the video showed. Stay tuned. A bad situation getting worse in the Middle East. At least 30 people have already been killed as fighting escalates further between Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The latest hostilities began last week as Israeli police violently clamped down on protesters demonstrating against the eviction of Palestinians from their homes in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of East Jerusalem in order to make way for Israeli settlements. Meanwhile, Israeli security officials also stormed a mosque during the holy month of Ramadan, leaving hundreds wounded. Palestinian militants then fired into Israel in response. More than two dozen Palestinians, including women and children, were reported to have been killed in the airstrikes, which also led to the toppling of a 13-story building in Gaza. Rockets fired indiscriminately from Gaza claimed at least three lives in Israel, where the projectiles traveled as far as Tel Aviv. The U.S. and the European Union have both called for a de-escalation of the violence, while several countries in the Middle East, including Turkey, have condemned the Israeli police response to tensions in Jerusalem. Human rights groups such as Amnesty International condemned what they described as brutal repression of the protesters by the Israeli security forces. Several countries in the Middle East, including Turkey, have condemned the Israeli police response exclusively. The U.S. criticized only the Palestinian actions, leaving most of us wanting some answers from the administration. Well, a CDC advisory panel is set to meet Wednesday to recommend use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in 12 to 15-year-olds. Last week, the FDA gave its authorization. Once the CDC clears the way, the vaccinations could start immediately. And finally, lines are appearing at gas stations from Florida to Virginia due to the temporary shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline, which was hit with a ransomware attack. The pipeline company said they hope to restart most operations by the end of the week. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said to expect the supply crunch in parts of the Southeast for a few days, but said things will be back to normal soon. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.